Thibault, and I work for Parry Technologies, and today I'll talk about Parry Designer. I'll be super quick at the beginning of the presentation because these are things you probably know, and I'll be much slower at the end. So let's go to the basics, talk about the basics. How do we go from a message to an executed transaction on the blockchain? So you have a message, you create a transaction, you sign it with your private key, and then you send it somehow to the blockchain. This private key is the key point, right? If you lose it or if someone gets access to it, that's game over. So where do people store their private key? Most of the time, or sometimes, at least back in the days, it was securely encrypted on a JSON, for instance. We have a password. You could use it on micro wallet, for instance, but the thing is you have to give kind of your private key because you upload this JSON and then you give your password. So the problem is if my Ether wallet gets hacked, because it's a website, it's actually kind of a large security threat, well, then game over. What you could do is, and that's much better because MetaMask is not exactly a software on your computer and it's not exactly a website, you could use MetaMask. And in the end, that's kind of the same, right? You're going to give your private key to MetaMask, and if MetaMask for some reason gets hacked, your OTC gets hacked. Because the extension can be, they are just updated automatically, or we were talking about if the dependency of MetaMask is hacked, then basically you're game over again. So what you could do again is use, for instance, MyCrypto or Parity Feather, which is a desktop application. But in the end, you can still give your private key to those things and those softwares. And even if this is on desktop and it's maybe a bit harder to get hacked on your desktop, if the whole, let's say, Windows or Linux or Mac gets hacked, then you're game over again. So what people do to have like kind of the highest security today, or one of the highest security while being able to use the private key, because highest security is just, take your mnemonic and put it somewhere super, super safe. It's just you cannot use it anymore, right? So it doesn't make sense. So people use, for instance, a Trezor, and they use it together with an online application. So in the middle, there's Feather, and you create a transaction online with this online software. You send it to the hardware wallet. You sign it from the hardware wallet, and then you send it to the blockchain that verifies the signature. So if this guy gets hacked, it will eventually send a hacked transaction, but here you can check it, right, on the Trezor and or on the hardware wallet, and that's where things just stop. What could eventually happen is that the transaction that is sent is perfectly okay, you're gonna just, sign it, and then they somehow try to trick or change the message. As you probably know, this doesn't work, right, because you cannot change the message that has been signed without the blockchain to reject it. So the whole key is this piece of hardware. We'll have the key, we'll sign, and this is the key part, right? You want to get this guy super super safe. So we thought, wouldn't it be cool if there was an app that could turn an old smartphone into a hardware wallet? Because everybody or many people have an old smartphone, right, that is laying around, they're not using it, and while the whole point is you want to have, a hardware wallet, a phone that is offline, and you want to have a way to sign your keys, sign your transaction offline, we could use a phone and sign QR codes to that. So that's why we created Parry Designer. So this is how it looks like, and what does it do? You can create accounts, you can recover accounts, you can sign transactions, you can sign messages offline. So this is supposed to be offline all the time. So it's maybe not the latest Samsung, it's going to be your old phone, right? But it's the same. You should not use your smartphone that you use every day. You should factory reset it. You should encrypt it. You should turn on airplane mode and never turn it on again. And never plug it into a computer. So how does it work? I have a little demo. On the right, I have Feather. On the left, I have Parry Designer with an offline phone. So what I do is I create an account, for instance, on Ethereum. And so yeah, I can choose from different accounts. I can choose from different identicons. That's pretty fun. Let's have a look. Here there's one that looks like a little fox, so that's pretty cool. I'm going to pick this one, and I'm going to give it a name, etc. On the right again, this is on the right. There's a synced wallet that is offline and ready to send some transactions. So on the left, I gave, I created an account, so I have a mnemonic. I put a PIN, of course, because you want to, secure it somehow. If someone gets hold of your phone that is offline. And on the right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to import this account that has been created offline. So I can just scan a QR code. The left, I'm going to show this QR code to my PC, basically, to the webcam of the PC. Just give the name, right? No need to sign to put any password or whatever, because anyway, it's on the phone that is offline. Now, I've sent already some money to this account, and I'm just going to show you how we're going to send money from the account. So now, from this account that is offline, I will send money to another account. So I'm going to show you how to sign a transaction. So from the account that is offline, I'm just going to say scan, and this on the right is the transaction that needs to be signed, right? It hasn't been signed. So on the left, on the offline, I'm going to scan this transaction from my PC. Then I'm going to review it on a nice screen that is a smartphone screen, right? So it's pretty nice, I can see everything. I can just sign it by typing my PIN. And then I'm going to show the signed transaction. So on the left, it's the signed transaction that I'm just going to, went super quick, but just going to scan with my webcam. And that's it, right? So behind the scene, it's written in React Native. We have cryptographic libraries written in Rust. Everything is made to work offline, so you will not never get online with your phone. The private key never exposed to the internet. Just to be super clear, if you have millions of euros or ETH, just don't use this. What's next? We want to use biometric encryption, dynamic network. We can talk about it. You can get it on the App Store, on the Android, or we have an APK on GitHub. Thank you very much.